Okay, imagine a pickle barrel. You know, the old-timey wooden barrels that held big, fat pickles. Now imagine it 2 stories tall, 16 feet, with an 8-foot kitchen barrel attached. You would be picturing the Pickle Barrel House Museum in Grand Marais. Pat Munger is president of the Grand Marais Historical Society, and she joins us now from the UP. So, Pat, this museum is the actual shape of a giant pickle barrel. Who built it and why?
It was built originally for William Donahue, cartoonist and author of children's books from 1914 till 1972. His cartoons were about little teeny-weeny people who were 2 inches tall, and they lived in the woods around Grand Marais. He originally wrote for the Chicago Tribune and then in his cartoons, and they were syndicated throughout the world. He also advertised for Monarch Food Company, and Monarch Foods did a lot of things with the little teeny-weeny people that he had. They included them on a lot of their packaging. They'd have a little picture of the teeny-weeny characters, and they'd say teeny-weeny sardines, teeny-weeny toffee, teeny-weeny pickles. And the pickles were at one point put into a, I think it was probably a kind of a promotional type thing back in the early 1920s. And in those, it was a little barrel, and they put pickles in them and sold them.
So teeny-weeny pickles in a teeny-weeny barrel.
Yes, it was. And then that kind of developed into more and more things using the pickle barrel, and he kind of became almost synonymous with the teeny-weenies and the pickle barrel. And one of the owners of Monarch Foods was friends with William Donahue, so he is the one that built the Pickle Barrel House as a surprise for William's wife, Mary Donahue. And it was built out in the woods near Grand Marais on Sable Lake. And then the Donahues came up in 1927 is when it was built. So it was probably 1927 they came up, and they took them out into the woods and gave them the key. And they had a big celebration when they gave them the key to the pickle barrel and the pickle barrel house. They had all the little town's children, little children, from Grand Marais, from the school, dress up as the teeny-weeny characters, and they all popped out of the woods, and they came and did a presentation to him.
It couldn't be cuter, the Pickle Barrel House Museum. It's right there on Lake Avenue in Grand Marais.
Yes.
And we've been talking to the president of the Grand Marais Historical Society, Pat Munger. So we're all going to look forward to when we get to the UP and get to Grand Marais, we're going to come and see this Pickle Barrel House Museum for ourselves. Pat, thank you so much for talking with us on Stateside.
Well, thank you for wanting to know more about our pickle barrel.